What is up, everybody? Oxcode Radio is back on the air. We had to bring it back because I'm feeling a little frustrated, and also it's been a while, so we wanted to jump back on the airwaves. Welcome into the episode. Thanks for listening. My name is AJ Murphy, and this is my podcast where we talk about music, sports, and whatever else comes to mind, and also play a little bit of music as well, hence Oxcord Radio. Well, I really just wanted to jump on tonight, actually. I'm recording this at about 11:36 p.m. In light of the butt-whooping the Vikings took on the West Coast tonight to the Seattle Seahawks, final score 21-7, but it really should have been 21-0 because we got a touchdown in chump change. And I wasn't even watching a lot of it. I was at work tonight, so I had to watch it off my phone and then got home kind of late. But obviously, I didn't miss a whole lot because we didn't score until the last 2 minutes of the game. And I just don't really know what's going on with the offense. We have all the talent in the world. Kirk Cousins paid all this money to bring him here. Dalvin Cook, good running back. I mean, he can do so many things in space, and he's so creative. And then Diggs and Thielen. Obviously, so much has been said about those guys, and they've done so much, and it was looking so good early in the season, but they've cooled off, and then Kyle Rudolph has not been good, and it's just the parts are not working together. I don't know if it's a chemistry thing, if it's DeFilippo, and he is really the guy that everybody wants to go after now. I mean, come on. And it's, you know, easy to, you know, point the finger at him, but, you know, I don't know. I feel like you can't blame him for everything, but also you can. Like, the play calling isn't great, but it's his first year, and he's never really done anything like this. And I don't know. I don't know if it's, like, too overwhelming for him, or if he just doesn't know what to do, or if, like, the balance is not a thing. Obviously, coming from Philadelphia and the Doug Peterson coaching whole thing, he wanted to – that was a whole system based off, you know, throwing the ball and spreading it out. You know, you're going to throw it more than you pass it. So that was kind of the idea coming into this year for this Vikings team. And, you know, Mike Zimmer has different thoughts about it. You know, this in typical Vikings football is you punch it down their throat. You run it a lot. Obviously, we've been pretty accustomed to that with AP over the past, you know, 10 some years. And then last year did pretty well keeping that balance with Jerick McKinnon and Latavius. And this year, it has just not been the same. And I think part of that also goes to the offensive line. Elf line has been okay, but he really had a pretty good year last year as a rookie. And then his parts around him have not been great. I can't really give a lot of things in depth because I'm not, you know, super analytical, but, you know, just the parts and as a whole are not working. You know, you take, for example, I mean, Tom Compton has been in and out with injuries and hasn't looked the best, has gotten called for some penalties. Riley Reiff has been bullied. We saw in the game against Chicago at Soldier Field, he got bullied by Khalil Mack. At the Buffalo game, I was at that way earlier in the year, and we lost that game that we definitely should have not lost. He got bullied by Jerry Hughes, and that's what caused those fumbles on Kirk Cousins down the red zone. So, and then you got the other side, you know, can't remember what his name is. Brian O'Neill. The second round pick out of Pittsburgh, the right tackle. I think he got hurt tonight, so hopefully he's okay. But Rashad Hill, sorry, I got kind of choked up there a little bit. Rashad Hill has been decent, but also he's had his fair share of times where he's been exposed. So I just think, you know, the line as a whole is not great. And it's kind of scary because you need to protect your, you know, $30 million quarterback. So that's going to be a project that they're going to have to hurry along in the offseason. You hope Brian O'Neill and Pat Elflein really come along. I think they will. I think everybody's just having a hard year. And there's this stigma in this, you know, when you're winning, you're winning. When you're losing, you're losing. Right now, we are losing. And we just really cannot seem to get it together. And we haven't beaten a legitimate team. And that's why I feel like at this point in time, I don't think the Vikings deserve to be in the playoffs. But they will be just for the fact that everybody behind them is taking a nosedive. You look at the Packers. It's been so long since I've come on the air, but the Packers fired Mike McCarthy last week. Joe Philbin, who used to be the man in Miami, but I don't think that really worked, obviously. is now the head coach, and kind of brain scratching. Their first drive, he uses both their challenges and he loses them. I thought that was pretty funny. But the Packers ended up blowing out the Falcons. So they've taken a nosedive. Aaron Rodgers has not been on. He's regressing. I don't know if it's the parts around him, because obviously he doesn't have the receivers and the help like he used to, minus Devonta Adams and Randall Cobb here and there. And then Aaron Jones has been like a guy that's been really good for them, but they have clearly shown that they're not 100% committed to giving him the ball 100%. And I just think that's brain scratching, because he is a pretty good talent. I had him on my fantasy team, so that's why I'm kind of biased and I can give a little bit more feedback. But yeah, the Packers have taken a nosedive. The Panthers have lost like something of 4 or 5 straight. I mean, they look rough right now. Despite Christian McCaffrey playing crazy, Cam has been off. And then people have gotten hurt. They don't really have any wide receivers. Greg Olsen just went on IR. The defense has been kind of struggling. Their secondary has been getting shredded, despite having a pretty good front seven. And then the Philadelphia Eagles, last year Super Bowl champions, they've been really hit with the injury bug. Obviously, Carson Wentz was not there at the beginning of the year. You know, having injuries at running back, you know, not being able to run the ball, that's hard. You want to be able to do that. And Philly, when they can run the ball and kind of do both and keep people open to getting spreading out the ball, that's what they are key on. And not having any running backs, you know, I don't even know who their starting running back is right now. I think they're on their third string, their third guy, Adams or something. But, you know, they've taken a nosedive as well. So unless if someone really gets their stuff together, being the Eagles or the Panthers, and we take a nosedive and we lose 2 of 3, the next three goes as followed: Dolphins at home this upcoming Sunday, at the Detroit Lions, and then home to the Bears, which will obviously be pretty tough. You know, I thought at one point, oh, that could get flexed into a Sunday night game. We could win the division. No, no. Also, the Bears took it to the Rams. I was surprised, but also I wasn't, because, I mean, the Bears have shown that they have a legit defense, and they showed that against us. They stifled us, and they stifled the Rams. Had that been L.A., it would have probably been a different story. Everybody wants to say, but I still think it would have been tight. I don't think the Rams would have blown them out. It would have been, like, by a touchdown or something, but I don't know. And Goff was really off. Is there something really about these guys, like, playing in cold weather? I mean, I get he's from California, but dude was off, man, for INTs. He could not get the ball spread out. He was missing a couple balls here and there. He had one screen in particular. He had Todd Gurley for space, and he just missed him. Hail Mary to end the half. That was a pick. Clearly underthrown. So he was off, but, you know, I expect them to get it together. They're a team. They're a warm-weather team going to a cold-weather stadium and playing a cold-weather team in prime time. So they'll be fine, and they're going to have everything in front of them at their house in sunny L.A. if they hold out and win the number one seed. I don't know how that's going to work out. That's going to be interesting to see. So, yeah, the Rams, I think they'll be fine. But the Vikings, I don't know if I could say so on that. So, yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling on that. And we'll just have to wait and see how things go this next Sunday against Miami. Well, I'm going to play a song. Don't know what song, but it's going to be good. When we come back, I'm going to talk. There's a bunch of other stuff. Black Ops 4. We've got a new specialist on the way. Fortnite Season 7. And then some music stuff. Some new stuff has dropped lately. My boo with her amazing song in that video. We're going to talk a little bit about that. So stay tuned, guys.
Yeah. Reporting live from the north side of Liberty City. You fuck my bitch, I'm going to keep it player. I just want you to know we the Navy SEALs. We gonna strike your whole motherfucking platoon, nigga. Gang, three bad bitches fucking on me. Top floor at my penthouse, yeah. Young red nigga, I'm in my road. Fucking them hoes in my flip flop, yeah. Fuck all that trolling, this hip hop, whoa. Nigga play me, gonna get shot. Quarter mil cake, my wrist wide, whoa. Bust down, better don't TikTok, no. We got them bricks in the drought. I call a play and they hitting the route. This life I'm living be tripping me out, cause I just let the famous be spit in my mouth. Ew, I'm about burning for a project, bitch. bitches. I want a brand new Russ, and I want all bad bitches. I want a freak nasty hoe that'll grant all my wishes. Telecom, fuck on me. Telecom, fuck on me. Fuck on me. Telecom, fuck on me. I want a freak nasty hoe, and I want all bad bitches. I want a freak nasty hoe that'll grant all my wishes. Yeah.
I bought my money, bring yours out. Red Lamborghini with the doors out. I hit the mall, clear stores out. Heat to your face, clear paws out. I've been hard working and humble, but believe me, I heard of the mumble. Look, I'm just gonna weave it alone. Cause I went for burning some bundles. Bitches is miserable, they are so typical. Hating is cheap, not my material. Look where I'm at, run back 3 years ago. I used to strip, now I keep a different pose. I do not fuck with your kind, no. I do not fuck with your vibe, no. I am a big boss, bitch. I do not come in your size, no. I seen a bitch tryna switch sides, then jump back tryna dick ride. But I ain't really worried about these hoes, cause bitches like hurt, D-Rose. Gucci bag, 40 cal, sticking out. If they want the smoke, then I give it out. I might leave my rub at your nigga house. Give you two something to figure out. I seen all they shots and they brick, brick, brick. Try something new, ho, quick, quick, quick. Body bag, zip, zip, zip.
I want a freak nasty hoes, and I want all bad bitches. I'm in a red Saatchi rug, fucking on all bad bitches. I want a brand new Rolls, and I want all bad bitches. I want a freak nasty hoes that'll grant all my wishes. Telecom, fuck on me. Telecom, fuck on me. Fuck on me. Telecom, fuck on me. I want a freak nasty hoes, and I want all bad bitches. I want a freak nasty hoes that'll grant all my wishes.
I'm in a third side to work.
I'm gonna come in
your
side.
I want a freak nasty hoe.
I want a freak nasty hoe, and I want all bad bitches. I'm in a red side to work, fucking on all bad bitches. I want a brand new Rolls, and I want all bad bitches. I want a freak nasty hoe that'll grant all my wishes. Telecom. Fuck on me. Telecom, fuck on me. Fuck on me. Telecom, fuck on me. I want a freak nasty hoe, and I want all bad bitches. I want a freak nasty hoe that'll grant all my wishes. Yeah.
That's that new Meek Mill and Cardi B. I love those two. Not together. Well, maybe together. But I love those two as artists. On Me off Meek Mill's new album, Championships. I thought it was pretty good. Had to check out some of the featured songs. Obviously, all the featured songs bang. But 18 song albums. Can we stop doing that, guys, please? I just don't get it. Well, we're back on the show talking some stuff. Extracurricular stuff, as I like to call it. And the reason why I say that is because I feel like as a person and right now, I feel like sports to me is more of a natural topic I can talk about. Like someone can sit and talk to me about sports for hours and hours and hours. We can switch topics, go as deep as we want, go as shallow as we want. I mean, it's. And not to say that music and other stuff I can't go on and on about, but sports has been my life since I was about 5 years old, and I've loved it ever since. And, you know, my family can tell you as well as I can, SportsCenter was always on the TV in our living room when I would sleep, because I usually slept on the couch. So SportsCenter would always be on the living room. I was up to date on my stuff. I've stopped watching SportsCenter now because SportsCenter is kind of garbage, but I still like to watch it sometimes. But I don't know, the format is a little bit different. So try and stay away from watching SportsCenter, and I just kind of get with what I watch live. Really just watch live sports. Switching gears to Fortnite and Black Ops 4, though, some interesting stuff popping up. Black Ops 4 is kind of taking a page of Fortnite's book, and they've come out with their little tier thing. They had an Operation First Strike throughout all three, multiplayer, Blackout, and Zombies, where you can earn all this different stuff. For example, a multiplayer, you could earn a unicorn. It was the GKS submachine gun. It's literally a unicorn gun. If you do not believe me, look it up. Unicorn Black Ops 4 gun. It'll show you. It'll be in the images. I promise you. It's crazy. The first time I saw it, I was like, what? Who did that? And it was just like, you know, a part of the thing. I have not earned it yet because I'm not on that no lifestyle, but, you know, maybe I think there's still like 9 days left to do it, so I can make that little push if I grab the controller right now. Excuse me, guys. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that serious. That gun isn't even that good anyway. It's like the second gun you get, and it's just, you know, people just, you know, it's one of those, you know, solid guns where you can, you know, jump in and grab kills with it. But anyway, they're bringing out a new tier system. They're kind of switching gears with that. And a new specialist is being introduced in Black Ops 4, especially in multiplayer. Specialists are centric. You have that as your person that you use every game, and they have like an ability and a weapon that you'll usually get once or twice a game. The ability being, you know, a handful of times throughout the game, depending on how well you do. And those abilities can help you get kills and all that stuff. And certain things do certain things. You'll have to kind of look into it. But those that know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Zero is a new specialist that they're bringing out, and it's she is like a hacker type of deal, so that'll be interesting to see how that works out. I'm assuming her big specialist weapon will be like an EMP or something that just, you know, your whole screen is fuzzy. I used to hate when that shit happened, so it'll be pretty cool to see how she gets used, and she'll probably be used pretty often once they introduce her. I think that's dropping in a couple days. They said the 11th, but I don't know if that'll be on PS4 first, like a day or for however long, or if it'll be on all consoles. I'm assuming it would be on all consoles. So look for that to drop. Fortnite Season 7. Season 6 was kind of boo-boo. The Battle Pass, not the Battle Pass skin, but the skin for getting all the weak challenges was stupid. It literally looked like a Goodwill robot. So I was not interested in that. Also, I had been working a lot, so I did not really, I did not even finish the Season 6 Battle Pass. I know. So surprising. But Season 7, we're back. The Season 7 skins look awesome. There is this Lynx that you can get up, and she glows different colors. At first, she's kind of like a basic nerd kind of looking girl, but she glows up hard, and she glows. I think one of her skin variants is like a red and blue glowing one. The last one is kind of like a Black Panther kind of looking variant skin. So, and a lot of interesting skins kind of incorporating the weather, or the weather, because they've kind of winterized it and Christmas, not Christmased it, but holidayed it. Pretty much the entire southeast corner of the map leading up to Tilted, going as north as Snobby Shores. Greasy Grove is gone, rest in peace. And then moving as far east as like Lucky Landing, kind of slashing diagonal. It got Shifty Shafts. I think it ends like kind of towards Fatal Fields. Is the winter part of the map. They have Hazy Hamlet, Frosty Flights, and Polar Peak. I don't know if I haven't really delved too much into those spots. I've dropped at a couple of them, but I haven't been able to like really get my feet wet and go there to where I know the map's like 100% and I know all that stuff yet. So, but I've been playing Fortnite a lot more lately, and you know, it's fun. I feel like I can actually play it by myself. I don't know if it's just, you know, taking time away from the game, but it's probably it being a new Season 2. I want to jump in and get kills and level up the Battle Pass. So Season 7 should be a lot of fun. They've got a lot of different things working. I don't know. Fortnite is such an ever-evolving game that it's really hard for me to pin down something that's even super notable to talk about. I don't know. Sometimes I just forget stuff because it just evolves that much. And I don't know when the last time it was that I was on the air, so it was kind of hard for me to kind of pick up where I left off, but that's my fault. But yeah, Season 7 is rocking, and if you're playing Fortnite, it's been a blast, and if you're not, you should jump in, guys. You can get the Battle Pass for only $10. So yeah, Fortnite has been a lot of fun. Switching gears to music, trying to look over what I've added here. Takeoff dropped his solo album. I didn't really dive into that too much. I don't know, I just didn't really have an interest. I feel like the hits will jump out as, you know, it goes or as it gets played. Maybe I'll have to kind of go into that and see there's not really anything notable that I could really point out. Vince Staples dropped like a radio type album. I listened to it. It was really cool. Kind of sounds like an Oxcord radio thing. Vince, what you doing, bro? You want to collab or something, man? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, it was FM Vince dropping. It was like, it was 11 track EP, barely 50 minutes, I believe. It was 22 minutes. I was way off. So yeah, short little breezer and a little nugget, and he's gotten a lot better. His sound has been ever evolving, especially coming from Big Fish Theory. I'm pretty sure the name of his last album was in 2017, and I like that a lot. There were some songs off there that were some pretty vibes and some hitters. So Vince is a scrappy dude in this rap game, and I respect him a lot, and he's got some good songs. So I feel like you should have him in your rotation if you don't already. Metro Boomin came out with a tape, an album, Not All Heroes Wear Capes. The songs with 21 bang. That's all I'm gonna say. I haven't really dived into that too much just because I feel like there's just a lot of clutter, and I feel like that's just gonna be, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I'm listening to it for the sake of listening to it. Kind of like I felt like I was with the Quavo album. But there were some songs that jumped out to me on the Quavo album, so maybe I have to go back and look at that. But Ariana Grande dropping Thank You Next. She just destroyed all streaming records, especially for women. But, I mean, she put herself really, really, really up there with the single. And then the video getting streamed, I think it was like 100 million times in like a day and a half. Or it might have been a day. Maybe it was like 60 million a day. I don't know. But she put up insane numbers. Her first single to debut at number one. Was that right? It hit number one. I don't know if it was her first single to debut at number one. And it probably definitely wasn't her first number one single. So, yeah, it probably wasn't. And that was just something that she threw out, and then she's been teasing another album. And she said herself in an interview with Billboard, you know, why can't, you know, these girls put out music in the frequency that the boys do? So I feel like she's up to something, because for her to go out and say that, she's definitely got some tricks up her sleeve, and I think she's shown that. And she's pretty talkative on Twitter and Instagram with her fans and giving away hints and little nuggets about the upcoming music. So I feel like something could be coming sooner rather than later. I would not be surprised if there was at least a little bit of something out of hers when she goes on tour for the Sweetener World Tour early next 2019, which I will be at. Oh my God. So yeah, she is an ever-evolving superstar in this game, and that's the reason why I love her so much. I mean, she's my number one. I mean, I don't know if I could say overall, maybe, probably. I don't know if there's anybody that could really challenge that claim right now for me. I don't know. I tend to go back and forth on who I like, but she is definitely up there, and for great reasons. So yeah, she's doing her thing, and really excited to see what goes on and what wraps up the end of the year for music-wise. If anything else comes out, that's a banger. Planning on doing a big wrap-up show for 2018 of stuff that I like throughout the year and some songs. So make sure you're here for that. That'll be a pretty good episode to don your ears on for listening. Well, we're going to play another song, and then we're going to get the heck out of here. And we're just going to close it out. I kind of wanted to just jump on and make this a little bit shorter and really just vent my feelings about the Vikings, because after seeing how they got suffocated in Seattle and then last week losing to the Patriots, and I know that that was going to be typical, and I knew probably that we were going to lose to the Patriots, but I thought maybe we can come in here and, you know, do something against Seattle and, yeah, let's run the ball and let's have confidence and let's score. We didn't even score until garbage time, man. We are way too talented. So the frustration has been building, and these guys need to get it together. But I have faith, like I always do. So, and I think you should too. I just want you to know that. So yeah, thank you everybody for listening. It was a pleasure gracing your ears once again. I'm going to try not be a lazy SOB and put some stuff out. I really needed to get on my grind and make this into something that I believe into, that I believe that could be super big, honestly, guys. So, Oxcord Radio Live at various places. It's too good of a name for it to not be a hit, so I need to grind more. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Please give me your feedback, whether you see it on IG, Twitter, you're listening right now. Text me, please. Snap me. Hey, AJ, good episode. Hey, AJ, you could have done this. Hey, AJ, you say too much. If you counted how many times I said F you. And yeah, we're just gonna peace out. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Sunflower, I think your love would be too much, or you'll be left.